Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Welcome to you all to this Harvest Thanksgiving family service. Welcome to those here in the sanctuary and to those who are joining us online. The grace and peace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Let us worship God. We sing the great harvest hymn, hymn 233, hymn 233. Come, you thankful people, come. The psalmist declared, "The earth is the Lord's and everything in it." Let us pray. Loving God, we come this new day to praise you and to celebrate your goodness to us. We come with thankful hearts as we acknowledge your faithfulness in providing for our needs and far beyond. Lord God, for the earth and all that is in it, for the changing seasons, the constant cycle of day and night, for seed time and harvest, and for the vital gifts of rain and sunshine, we praise your holy name. Gracious God, mindful of all your gifts to us, and especially at this time, the produce of the land, we praise you for farmers and all involved in agriculture, for their work in preparing and sowing, cultivating and growing, harvesting and selling. We thank you, and we raise the song of Harvest Home. Loving God, as we express our gratitude, we are mindful that there are many in the world who go without while we have plenty. We are sorry for wasting so much food while others starve. And we know that through our greed and recklessness, we have damaged the climate. God who provides, forgive us for taking without giving, for reaping without sowing, and open our eyes that seeing the needs of those less fortunate than we are, we may share what we have and tread more gently upon the earth which you have entrusted to us. Gracious God, you are the source of all life. In our daily living, let us display the fruits of love and kindness, and help us to work for that day when, acknowledging you as the giver of every good and perfect gift, all will have cause to give thanks for their daily bread. These things we humbly ask in Jesus' name, and together as members of the one family, we say the prayer he taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Once again, we are supporting WaterAid as our harvest charity. Envelopes are available in both vestibules of the church. Alternatively, you can give online through the WaterAid website, and you'll find the link on our own church website. Copies of the latest edition of The Parishioner are available in both vestibules today, so if you don't have one, please do take one. And the first soup and sandwich lunch of the new session will be held in the parish halls this coming Saturday from 12 noon until 1:30. It would be good to see as many people as possible at that first soup and sandwich lunch of the new session. In the book of Genesis, the very first book of the Bible, and at the 8th chapter and the 22nd verse, we read, "As long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease." That was a promise that God made to Noah, his family and descendants following the flood. Today, we thank God for keeping that wonderful promise and being faithful to it through all generations. We sing the hymn 153, "Great is Thy Faithfulness."
Thank you.
I'm looking for some volunteers to come out to the front to hold up a letter for me. Would some of you like to come out? Would some of the children? Would you like to come out? Thank you. That's super. Now that's 1, 2, 3, 4. I could do with 3 other volunteers. Would 3 others like to come out? Thank you, Elaine, and Pabla, and Lorraine. That's super altogether. Thank you. Now, if you want just to stand in a line there, is that okay? And then everyone can see your lovely faces. There we are. Now, I've got a letter for each one of you to hold up so that everyone can see it. Is that okay? Now, these letters make up the word harvest, right? Now, those of you with good memories might remember that a few years ago, we did something like this with these letters. We thought of different words that we could make associated with harvest, right? Now, I'm going to test you. Can you remember any of the words that we came up with? Don't be shy now. Any words at all? Share. 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 We came up the word share, and that's very important in connection with harvest, isn't it? It's a time to share. Who do we share with? We share with people locally, but in other parts of the world, we share with those who, 6 letters, first letter S, last letter E, starve, right? So there you are, you've got share, you've got starve. What else? Something that we all have in here. Heart. So, another word, have. Have a heart, share with those who starve, right? So that's what we did a few years ago, and I'm glad you all remembered it. Today, something a wee bit different, right? We're going to take each letter and think of a word that could be part of a sentence about harvest, right? So, the first letter, H. What word can you think about harvest that begins with H? Hope. Hope. That's a great word, isn't it? We always hope that there'll be a harvest. Hope. Did someone say something else? Hay, well done. Yes, of course. The farmers have been out gathering in the hay. You know what word I thought up? Of course, I've had longer than you to think about it. I thought about the hard work that the farmers do at this time. Because recently, the weather has been pretty mixed. But when it was good, the farmers were working hard from early morning to late at night to gather in the harvest. So there's a word for us to think about, H, for the hard work that the farmers do. What about A? Animals, we think of the animals, the sheep and the cattle out in the fields. What else? I was looking at some in the man's garden yesterday. Apples. Apples. So we think of the apples and maybe pears and plums that are ready around this time. And these are lovely to have and to eat. Now, what about the letter are. Is that more difficult? Did someone say the robin? Ripe. Yes. The seed is ripe. Rain. Without rain. Now, sometimes we could see the rain far enough, couldn't we? But it's essential. It's vital if the crops are to grow. Anything else begins with an R. What do we sometimes see up in the sky?
Rainbow.
The rainbow. Now, you see the verse that I read from Genesis, where God said to Noah and his family and descendants, "Never again will I flood the earth." He then said, "The rainbow will be a sign of my promise and my commitment to you and the earth." So isn't that something to think about every time you see the rainbow and all the beautiful colours, to remember the promise that God made that never again would he flood the earth. Well done. Now we're getting on fine here. V.
Vegetable.
Excellent. Was that you, Nan, there? Well done. Vegetables, like potatoes and carrots. These are all part and parcel of our diet. Maybe some of us eat too many potatoes, but we're supporting the farming industry by doing that. So, V for the vegetables. What about E? The earth. Who said that? Was that you, Ewan? No? Elaine. Well done. The earth. The psalmist said, the earth belongs to God. But God has entrusted the earth to us, that we might look after it. Now, we know that we've not always looked after the earth the way we should. And because we've been careless, and because we have been greedy, many people in the poorest parts of the world are suffering. And so we have got to try better to look after the earth. Thank you. And S.
Sun.
We had the rain, so we need the sun as well. And I was thinking, what is it that the farmer puts into the earth? The seed. The seed. And the seed grows in the soil thanks to the rain and the sun. Now, the final letter, T. Something to do with harvest. Time. There'll always be a seed time and a harvest. Good. Time. That's not what I'm looking for. Something else?
Thanksgiving,
of course. That's why we're here today. Since the earliest of times, the people of God have gathered at this time of year to say thank you to him for the harvest safely gathered in before the winter storms begin. And so with God's people, we today have come to say thank you for the harvest. So there's lots there for us to think about, isn't there? As we today give thanks for another harvest safely gathered in. Thank you very much. Don't they deserve a round of applause? Thank you very much. You can go back to your seat. Thank you. Now, we're going to sing a hymn that helps us remember just how much we have to thank God for. It is the hymn 155, 155, Think of a World Without Any Flowers. Ewan is now going to read God's word to us.
Today's reading is from John chapter 6, verses 5 to 13. Jesus looked round and saw that a large crowd was coming to him, so he asked Philip, "Where can we buy enough food to feed all these people?" He said this to test Philip. Actually, he already knew what he would do. Philip answered, "For everyone to have even a little, it would take more than 200 silver coins to buy enough bread." Another of his disciples, Andrew, who was Simon Peter's brother, said, "There is a boy here who has 5 loaves of barley bread and 2 fish, but they will certainly not be enough for all these people." "Make the people sit down," Jesus told them. There was a lot of grass there. So all the people sat down. There were about 5,000 men. Jesus took the bread, gave thanks to God, and distributed it to the people who were sitting there. He did the same with the fish, and they all had as much as they wanted. When they were all full, he said to his disciples, "Gather the pieces left over. Let us not waste any." So they gathered them all up and filled 12 baskets with the pieces left over from the 5 barley loaves which the people had eaten.
Thank you, Yuen. Thank you very much, Yuen. That was excellent. And now we come to our harvest prayer. Let us pray. Loving God, we bring you this day our thanksgiving for everything you have given us. You have blessed us with so much. Help us to use your good gifts wisely. We thank you for the beauty of our world, for flowers and trees and all living creatures. We thank you for the vast universe, for galaxies, stars, and planets. And we thank you for creation itself, and for the way in which it never fails to amaze us. Help us to look after it better than we have, so that those who come after us can enjoy it too. Gracious God, as we give thanks for the harvest, we remember those whose harvest is poor or non-existent, those with insufficient resources to tend their land, those denied a just reward for their labours, and those whose harvest has been destroyed in the chaos of war or by natural disaster. Lord, you have blessed us richly. Teach us to remember others. Lord of all, as we praise you for all that we have by way of food to eat and water to drink, we pray for those in the world who are hungry and thirsty. Bless all actively engaged in helping the poorest people in the world, and also those who help those who are struggling here at home. We think of charities like WaterAid and Startup Stirling. May they be given the support they need to help improve the lives of those whose cry is often unheard. Lord God, whose love enfolds us and whose goodness is beyond measure, as we thank you for our families and friends, for our faith and the fellowship we share, we pray for all for whom these days are challenging. We think of those who are lonely, and we pray for the sick and all who are sad. Gracious God, you affirm us in Jesus Christ, and your love is such you know all that there is to know about us. Help us in our lives to be like Jesus, and let us share the good news of your love in order that there may be a fruitful harvest of girls and boys and women and men who love you and who love their neighbour as they love themselves. These things we ask in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. We sing the hymn 544, hymn 544, "When I Needed a Neighbour, Were You There?" Who likes going on a picnic? Does anyone like going on a picnic? There's nothing better than going off to the coast and having a picnic. Now, I've got a picnic basket with me here today. I wonder, would the young people like to come back out to the front? Would you like to come out? And we'll have a wee look into this quite fancy picnic basket. I assure you, it's not mine. Now, when you go on a picnic, it's nice to have some things with us. What might we like to have if we're away on a picnic? Imagine sitting on the beach. What would you like to have?
Sandwiches.
Sandwiches. Excellent. Now, we've got sandwiches here. We've got the bread, but we've still a bit in the filling. So, what filling do you like in a sandwich? Anyone? Egg. Right. Now, it's your day because we've got some egg mayonnaise. Right? That's actually my favourite. I like that. So, we've got egg mayonnaise as a filling. What else might you like? Ham. Now, you're in luck because we've got some ham. So, you're all right. That's two happy customers so far. What else might you like?
Cheese.
Oh, well, you can lick your lips. Here we are. We've got some cheese. Oh, this is a great picnic, isn't it? Something for everyone. Anything else that you might like?
Tomatoes.
Now, I left the tomatoes at home, and it's too far to get away back for the tomatoes. Anything else? What about crisps? Sandwich with crisp filling. Well, do you know this? You're in luck, Rona. Now, you know what I quite like? Coronation chicken. That is quite nice in a sandwich. Do you know what else is nice in a sandwich? Mince. Who likes mince in a sandwich? Yes. It's quite tasty, isn't it? Now, does anyone like fish in a sandwich?
No.
Yes, Jesse does. Yes. Now, some salmon? Yes. That can be quite nice, can't it, in a sandwich? You know, it cost me a fortune in the shop on this week. Getting all that stuff. Right. Now, there may be some other things that we like when we're at a picnic. If you've been eating a sandwich and crisps, what might you like? Juice. A drink of something. So, there's a flask here. And you can just imagine there's tea or coffee in here, whatever you like. And there's some juice. Your favourite juice, whatever it is in here. Right? So, you've got food to eat, and now we better have something healthy. What about some fruit? Hey, some grapes, or a tangerine, or apple, or a banana. In fact, a banana sandwich is nice as well. And then if you've got a sweet tooth, well, there's some sweets for you too. Now, in the story that Ewan read so well to us, we're told about a young boy who had some bread and fish. So that makes me think he might have liked a fish sandwich. Do you think he would maybe like a fish sandwich? Because that's all he had. Now, the story that Ewan read is about a miracle that took place. Jesus looked out in front of him and he saw a lot of people. Hundreds and hundreds of people. And do you know how he felt? He felt sorry for them because it was late in the day and he thought, they'll be hungry. I need to feed these people. And he said to one of his friends, where will we get food to feed all these people? And his friend more or less said something like, you're having a laugh. There's no way we can feed all these people. It would cost a fortune, an awful lot of money. However, what are we told? What happened? A boy came to Jesus, didn't he? And the boy gave Jesus what he had. Some bread and some fish. Now, I think we learn a lot from that. Firstly, we learn that when Jesus looked out, he felt sorry for the people. That tells us something wonderful about Jesus. Not only does he want us to know about God and live our lives in a way that pleases God, but Jesus has told us that God cares for us. And he wants to help us when we need his healing or when we're hungry. And so Jesus had great compassion for the people. And that young boy, there must have been something about Jesus that made him want to give what little he had to Jesus. Possibly that young boy was hungry. Maybe he wanted the bread and fish for himself. But he didn't think of himself. He gave it to Jesus. Now, can you remember what Jesus did? He gladly took what the young boy gave him. What did Jesus do? Can you think what Jesus did? We thought about it a moment ago. We say, thank you. Did you notice that? When Jesus took what the boy gave, he said thank you to God. He said a prayer. And that tells us something, that God is the giver of all the good gifts that we have, including our food. Jesus gave thanks to God for his food. And perhaps that's something that we should do. Take time every day to thank God for the food that we have to eat. And then, having given thanks to God, Jesus gave the bread and the fish to the people. And we're told they all had something to eat. No one was left hungry. And there were lots of food, 12 baskets left over. A miracle had taken place. Now, there's different ways in which we can understand this miracle. But there's one that I like, and it's this. I think quite a lot of people in that crowd had a picnic with them. And when they saw the young boy sharing what he had with Jesus, they decided to follow his example. They did the same. They shared what they had, and everyone was fed. You can go back and sit in your pew, because we're all going to remain seated and we're going to sing the first verse and chorus of hymn 504. 504, we're going to remain seated and we'll sing verse 1 and the chorus. We'll sing it through twice. Two little fishes, five loaves of bread. 504. Just as the people in the story we're thinking about today followed the young boy's example and shared what they had, I think his example is one for us to follow today. Today we are saying thank you to God for the harvest. But alas, there are many in our world who will not have a harvest. And there are people closer to home who struggle to buy food to eat. That is sad. But there is something we can do to help. This year, we are once again supporting WaterAid, a charity that works to give people clean water to drink. And that is important. For if people drink water that is dirty, then they become ill and sometimes die. Today, 1 in 10 people in the world do not have clean water to drink. And here at home, we can support a charity like Startup Stirling. Their services are needed more than ever. And an autumn appeal has been launched, and we're invited to give tins of food and other items to start up. And that we can do at the donation stations, which you'll find in some of our supermarkets and also in the shopping centre in Stirling. Now, it's true that the need overseas and at home is great. And we might be tempted to think that what we give will not make a difference. If that is what you're thinking, remember that young boy who gave Jesus some bread and fish. It wasn't much, but it caused a miracle to happen. And so it can be today. I can think of no better way to thank God for the harvest than to share what we have been given. And of this we can be certain. No matter how much or how little we give, it will make a difference. It will help the lives of boys and girls and men and women here at home and throughout the world. Thanks be to God. Amen. We come now to our closing hymn. It is hymn 229. 229, we plough the fields and scatter the good seed on the land. May God, who is our Maker and who provides us with every good and perfect gift, watch over you, his children, and the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you now and forevermore.